Take Back the Night is an international march and rally to bring awareness to domestic violence and sexual assault. The Women's Center at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga has partnered with the Rape Crisis Center at the Partnership for Families, Children, and Adults to provide local participation in this event on Wednesday, October 23rd. I spoke with the event organizers. It's late at night. You've worked overtime and find you're alone in the office. Before leaving the building, do you feel a hint of fear knowing you'll be walking through a deserted part of town to get to your car? Many women live through this fear often. Caroline Huffaker is a case manager at the Partnership for Families, Children, and Adults. Is there a higher chance of becoming a victim of sexual assault in the dark of the night?
There is really actually no set time because, you know, being a staff member at the Rape Crisis Center, we'll say, yeah, we're busiest at night, overnight, and then we'll get a slew of exam requests that come in at 2 o'clock in the afternoon because they were assaulted that morning. 2/3 of sexual assaults are perpetrated by somebody that the victim knows. That's what we call an acquaintance rape. Very rarely are we going to see the stranger behind the bushes on the wrong side of town at midnight. And oh, by the way, he has a gun or a knife. That's typically not what we see with sexual assault. We see somebody that the victim has either met in one place or another, or perhaps they have a longstanding friendship, or it might even be an intimate partner. That's kind of a myth that we have to break through education and outreach.
The evening is called Take Back the Night and is a collaborative effort with UTC and the partnership. Cassandra Nice is the assistant director of the Women's Center at the university, where the main events will be held. How did this event begin?
Take Back the Night started in the 70s. A woman had been assaulted feet from her home, and it really started as a movement to say, you know, women shouldn't have to fear for their safety walking alone, whether it be day or night. And then it's really evolved into this movement to reclaim the night for women and for victims of sexual assault and domestic violence. The statistics for sexual assaults is higher on college campuses. 1 in 4 college-age women will be the victim of attempted or completed sexual assault. And the general statistic is 1 in 6 women. So we see this huge problem with violence against women on our college campuses, and this event really seemed like a great way for us to reach out to our community and to our students and to get them to stand up against sexual violence.
Do you think the incidence of alcohol consumption later at night may have an influence on the rise in sexual assault?
We do see a fair number of what we call alcohol-facilitated assaults or drug-facilitated assaults with the clients that we serve. And I think in general, a lot of centers see that. I think because if an offender is aware of somebody that is vulnerable, sometimes law enforcement will call that a crime of opportunity. We do see alcohol-facilitated assaults and drug-facilitated assaults. I definitely am not going to tell a client, don't go out with your friends to a bar, because she or he has that prerogative. But being aware of your surroundings and exercising personal safety for yourself and others is always key. But we do see alcohol being used as a tool or the vehicle by which sexual assault is completed.
And sexual assault does not necessarily automatically mean the woman is the victim.
We do have male victims, and we do provide services to male victims, albeit they do not report as often. But we do provide services, and they're open to anyone of any sexual orientation, background, religious affiliation, creed, race, etc.
Take Back the Night helps to educate the community to help reduce incidents of sexual violence. Harley Milligan is a student at UTC involved with the Women's Center.
I currently serve on the Women Investing and Student Empowerment Board, and I'm also part of Spectrum, so that's my involvement on campus. I'm just a sophomore, so I'm kind of still trying to find my place, though. The Women's Center has graciously welcomed me. As far as campus involvement, I think that we definitely need to have these conversations because sexual assault and domestic violence is still such a punchline of jokes. When we do have events like this, and I saw it last year when we had visual representations, people stopped and listened. And I definitely saw those people go back to their friends and say, hey, this isn't okay. You can't say stuff like that. So I think when we have events like this that raise such awareness and people are aware that it's close to us, it's not so foreign, that they're more inclined to care and to stop the conversations that definitely hinder victims and survivors from getting the help they need.
That almost addresses the culture of rape. So few report it compared to what actually happens, and so few convictions are made because often the victim herself or himself is made out to be the cause. by coming forward with an event like this, it impacts people. They suddenly stop and think about what they're saying. Did it have any impact on you in that way, personally?
I've always been very aware because I have cared about these issues. Someone very close to me was molested as a child. So I guess growing up, I've kind of always been very, very careful and always try to filter myself and make sure that I'm not having these thoughts. And especially when I got involved with the Women's Center and I learned more about statistics and facts and victim blaming, I don't think I've personally had that big of a growth, but I've definitely seen my friends and other students around me have a huge growth.
I would say you have, but yours came much earlier.
Yeah, I guess so.
So what exactly is planned for Take Back the Night?
From 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are inviting different student groups across campus to participate, where they'll be having something at their table to stop and engage our students in a conversation about what Take Back the Night is and really encouraging them to come back in the evening to participate in the march. And the march is open to all of the Chattanooga community. We have an organization, since the march takes place in the evening, doing glow-in-the-dark face paint. We have an organization selling glow sticks, and all the money will go to the Partnership Rape Crisis Center. We have an organization doing These Hands Won't Hurt mural, where people are invited to take the pledge that they won't commit sexual violence, and they dip their hand in paint and put it on a giant canvas for us. Those are the sort of things we will be doing throughout the day. And the great thing about that is we're giving students the creative freedom to do what they would like to participate in the event, but we are having them go through a mandatory volunteer training, because the worst thing we can do at an event like this is have volunteers who are uneducated, because we are creating this safe environment for victims of sexual assault to come and feel safe and feel like they have a place to express what has happened to them. So after 6 p.m., student groups are invited to come and march with us. We have a guest speaker named Katie Nida. She was the first female athlete to play and score on a Division I football team. She was enrolled in a university in Colorado where she was raped by multiple teammates. And when she transferred universities because of this, her coach said, you know, we didn't want a woman on the team, and was happy to see her go rather than, you know, I can't believe this has happened. Let's work with the team to make sure nothing like this ever happens again. She transferred to University of New Mexico, had a great rest of her college and football career there. And she's going to be speaking to the book she's written and sharing her experiences and how she's become a survivor. So we'll kick off with her speaking at 7 p.m. in the amphitheater right across from the Locke Miller Apartments. After that, we will begin our march around 7:30 through the Fort Wood neighborhood, and they'll return to the amphitheater for a candlelight vigil.
So many times the victim doesn't call out for help. They are embarrassed. They may not even be sure if it was an assault or a rape, because maybe they were on a date, maybe they thought something they said encouraged this, or they just don't want anyone to know. When you have people call the crisis center, is it usually right after something happened, or sometimes they've waited a while and had to get up the courage to call?
We see a broad spectrum of response times or reporting. When we're working with our clients, we always try to ascertain how quickly they are reporting. So was it within the 72 hours? Because our services might look a little bit different, because they might be able to receive that forensic exam if that is what they're choosing. Then sometimes we do have clients that will report 2 years after the fact, because at the time they didn't realize that they could receive this free and confidential exam, or they disclosed to a family member or friend and that family member or friend was not supportive, and it kind of silenced them in that moment. So they didn't press it any further. So it might be that they're reaching out for help later on down the road because they're finally ready to do something about it, or they feel as though I have to do something about it because I cannot go on trying to cope with it on my own, and I need help. I need resources and support. The beauty of sexual assault centers and rape crisis centers like ours is that we will help someone if it's 6 hours after the fact or 6 years. We see folks coming to us at various stages of their life and at various ages, and we're always willing to help somebody if they're allowing us in on that process.
What's the phone number for the crisis hotline?
423-755-2700, and that is a 24-hour hotline. So there will always be somebody available to talk to, as well as if you have experienced a sexual assault. Services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. So there is always somebody on the other end.
Follow the links on the Around and About blog at WUTC.org to learn more about the events planned for Take Back the Night on Wednesday, October 23rd. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.